Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, for the good of our country, the left needs to come to its senses. Democrats and liberal progressives may be too blindly anti-Trump to cooperate. To be a credible speaker, I must do investigative research. The first 100 days for any newly sworn-in president are of paramount importance. After inspecting our mainstream media, I'm disgusted with their negative, untrue journalism. If one scrutinizes these networks, we the people are recipients of false news reporting. Yes, elections have consequences. The bigger point of our system is that all members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, also won their elections, and they all have a right to fight for what they believe. Trump won. He occupies the White House. The congressional Democrats, playing party politics, have delayed and sabotaged his cabinet appointments, lying outwardly to Congress and the American people. A counterproductive temper tantrum, fomenting the liberal press and protesters, many political anarchists paid by the extreme left. The OFA, Organizing for Action, is an organized movement by ex-President Obama. They are organizing rallies to keep Obamacare and cause disruption during Republican town hall meetings. Ex-President Obama declared he was very proud of these protests, encouraging liberal activists advertising in national papers to organize. This OFA is now 30,000 strong. Obama is so graceless, revealing his true character. This is undermining our country. None of this deceitful, fraudulent protest news has been reported by the mainstream media. These anti-American protests are organized to discredit our president and those who respect and approve of this administration. As the great nation of the United States, we are presently confronted by anti-American anarchists, liberals who bitterly oppose President Trump, obstructing freedom of speech and terminating free enterprise, bullying feminism regarding Ivanka Trump's clothing line, and an intel community sabotaging the president and his administration. We now have our own league of spies who are a shadow government. How many Obama leftovers are still there? This is an extremely dangerous situation where the president has to fear his intel community. It is illegal, immoral, and criminal. Polls show that Trump is up with the American people. Now, I think President Trump is tougher and smarter than his adversaries and will plug those leaks and discover the intel moles. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.